little bunny poked his nose out of his burrow and smelled the air. There was something in the air. It smelled a little bit like warm sunshine, like gentle breezes, like clear flowing water. And Bunny looked across the pond and saw that Beaver had also awakened and said, "Good morning, Beaver. What's that smell in the air?" Beaver took a big sniff. "Oh," Beaver said, "I think that that's the smell of Easter." "What's Easter?" said Bunny. "Well," Beaver said, "if I'm not mistaken, Easter is a basket, and I will make one for you if you'll spend some time helping me collect sticks. I need to make my lodge bigger." And so Bunny helped Beaver collect sticks to improve the size of the beaver's lodge, and the beaver wove out of reeds a beautiful basket for the bunny. Well, Bunny took that basket and went to visit Woodchuck. "Good morning, Woodchuck," said little Bunny. "Look, I have Easter." "Well, it's a very nice basket," said Woodchuck, "but I don't think it's Easter. I think for it to be Easter, you have to have some grass inside of it. And if you will help me dig some tunnels today, I need to make my burrow bigger, and then I'll give you some grass for your basket." And so Bunny went to work in the dirt, helping to dig tunnels. And when they were finished, Woodchuck gave Bunny some nice soft grass for the basket. And little Bunny went to visit Mouse. "Look, good morning, Mouse. Look what I have. I have Easter," said little Bunny. "Well, that's lovely," said Mouse, "but I don't think it's Easter. I think for it to be Easter, it has to have something sweet inside of it." "Huh," said Bunny. "Are these berries that you're picking sweet?" "Yes," said Mouse, "they are. And if you'll help me pick them, I'll share some with you and you can put them in your basket." And so when they had picked a whole lot of berries, Mouse gave Bunny some berries to put in the basket. And, yes, they're actual real strawberries from the pancake breakfast. So then Bunny went to visit his friend Robin and said, "Good morning, Robin. Look, I have Easter." But Robin didn't look. Robin was distressed and almost crying. "Oh, the wind has blown away my nest, and now I have no place for my eggs," said Robin. "Well, what kind of place do you need?" Bunny asked. "Well, I need something round and deep," said Robin. "I need something soft, and I need something near food." Bunny looked at his basket. It was round and deep. It was soft, and it was filled with the good, sweet food of strawberries. Bunny held the basket up and said, "You mean like this?" And Robin said, "Yes, exactly like that." Bunny wrapped his arms around the basket, but then he looked at Robin's face and saw how sad she looked, and he said, "You can use this for your nest." And he hung it on the tree branch, and he went home to his burrow. And that night it started to rain. It rained for several days, and Bunny just stayed home, feeling kind of sad. But then after a few days, the rain stopped, and Bunny heard the sound of chirping outside his burrow, and it was Wren saying, "Good morning. Wake up, Bunny. Come quick. I want to show you Easter." "Well, I already found Easter," said the little bunny, "and I gave it away." "Oh, come. I want you to come and pay a visit with me to Robin's nest." And so Bunny came out of the burrow and went with Wren. And when they got to Robin's nest, there was Beaver with two babies, and Woodchuck with four babies, and Mouse with eight babies. And in the bird's nest were three little baby robins. "Is this Easter?" asked Bunny.
"Hi."
"Yes." "Yes," said Wren. "Easter is when we give what we treasure, when we give what matters most to us in support of new life. God gave Jesus, and Jesus gives himself every day so that the world can live." A wonderful feeling settled on Bunny's heart. It was kind of like the feeling of warm sunshine and gentle breezes and flowing water. He felt really happy.